Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
G'day, welcome along to the podcast. For those that are joining us for the first time, thank you. Thank you for taking the time to hit Jade, Straney, Damien, or maybe even Wave FM and go, what's all this crap? Oh, what are these? What's this lot on about? Maybe you're a Michelle Laurie fan and you're joining us because Michelle Laurie's making us look good.
Maybe, actually. Maybe that is what it is. You never know.
Michelle Laurie fans are...
Well, Michelle's not here right this second, but she will be in the podcast.
That's right. Well, she's in the show. The best day of the week, Friday Eve. I like Friday Eves.
Me too.
Now, a little earlier this morning, we discussed Eat Street Markets and how you have continually said for weeks on end, it's on every Thursday in the Crown Street Mall in Wollongong. Starts at 5, goes till 9. You continually said that you are busy for those 4 hours. Now, listen, we're in the podcast. The stuff and hell's going on.
Mate, I don't want to go.
All right, give me your missus' number. I'll take your wife and kids out for dinner.
I would love to go. No. I would love to hang out.
No.
But
I don't necessarily want to hang out with you. To be perfectly honest, I couldn't care what you do. But I just want you to be a part of Eat Street Markets. Because it's amazing.
No, I've done it.
You haven't done Eat Street Markets. You did it when it was only a few stalls and it was in the middle of COVID. Now they're all back.
Oh, so they're all back. Okay.
There's like 25 caravan food things.
I will write to Eileen. I'll see if it's a runner. We got takeaway last night. So, you know, the two nights in a row, I don't know about that.
No, you're the wealthiest man in the Illawarra, so you'd be all good. Yeah, absolutely.
So you reckon I can splurge for one more night?
Yeah, why not? Why not, you know?
All right.
Well, then again, you are a tight ass as well, so only goodness knows.
That's not true.
That is true.
How many coffees have I bought you?
I don't know. I don't buy coffee.
Yeah, I know you don't.
And I'm all for free. Here's what happened in the show. Have a good one. See you at Eat Street Markets tonight.
Do you remember last week we were talking about, I just said to you guys, I cannot believe big bums are fashionable now.
That's right.
I mean, I feel like my whole life big bums have been a disaster. And you say to your, famously to your boyfriend or your husband, does my bum look big in this? And he had to figure out how to say not as big as the other one or like something, you know. And then all of a sudden these girls are like, check out me big bum. And they're taking photos from underneath them to put them on Instagram. It's crazy out there.
What have you found now?
Well, and I said to you, what would be great if it became fashionable now? For me, it would be big bags under your eyes. If that became fashionable, I'd be in heaven. You're not going to believe it. They've only become fashionable.
They have
thanks
not.
To TikTok. I swear to God, Damien, people who get up early for work, shift workers, people with small babies, our time has come.
It's about
because
time.
These girls on TikTok, these fashion makeup girls, the girls who do the tutorials and all that, they've just decided, oi, let's just paint bags under our eyes. Let's make that a thing.
Stop it.
They are using makeup to paint bags under their eyes.
These are things where you don't want to celebrate bags under your eyes. They're not worth celebrating. They're horrible.
I reckon.
They've been the same chicks who are dyeing their hair grey, Straney.
Yes, that's right. The 17, 18, 19-year-olds that are going...
They're ageist.
Oh, look. I've got bags. I need bags. When they get to our age, we're like, what were you thinking? And
they'll be the next thing. They'll be hanging weights from their nipples to make their boobs sag.
You found
out my trick already, Michelle. Damn you.
You found that already.
It's a good look, believe me.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Hey, Michelle. Okay, you got two kids. They're both 11. Now, do you still tell them bedtime stories at all, or have they outgrown that?
They have, and also I use that as the reading time for school. I get them to sort of tell me bedtime stories, tell each other bedtime stories.
Cool. That's very cool.
Double up.
They grow out of them, don't they? I mean, they eventually. I think as parents, we grow out of them as well. We run out of things to talk about. I was lying with little Kiki last night, and she's kind of getting to a stage where she's growing out of them a little bit. But I was telling her a story last night anyway, and I was in a daze. I was so tired. I mean, I couldn't think of anything. I always try and make them up. I don't like to, you know, read a book or anything. I like to just make it up on the spot, see what we come up with.
Mm.
That's it.
I'm lying in the bed with her, and I'm just like, oh, jeez, Kiki, I've got nothing here. I've got nothing. So she said, just tell me something, Dad. So I started telling the story. I was like, okay, well, look, it's the olden days, all right? It's the olden days, and there's a young girl, and she's from a wealthy family. And she was getting intrigued. She was really getting in, and I said, and her family wanted to marry her off because it was the tradition back then. Yeah, and she met up with this duke. And I continued telling the story, and she says, what's her name? What's her name? I said, her name is Daphne Bridgerton.
Wow, yes.
And the guy that she was going to marry was a guy called Simon. He was a duke. And I continued to tell the story. And it's amazing how you can, if you're really stuck for ideas, yeah, you take a TV show, spin it around, take all the sex and stuff out of it.
Yeah.
All
yes,
right? Obviously, yes. We don't want to be telling them that angle, but it worked a treat. She was
of course. I was just thinking that there was a man. His name was John Rambo.
Yes.
And he went camping.
He had a big knife.
Yep. He was a little bit grumpy. Yes.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
I'm a truth teller. I can't help it. I'm a truth teller, and I'm so angry today. Oh. And I was angry yesterday because someone lied to me and I don't like it.
Oh.
Don't like being lied to, you know?
Well, what happened?
What's happened?
Man, I'm not going to say that I take horoscopes seriously.
Oh, God.
I'm not, I know how men feel about horoscopes, all right?
Mm.
And I get that. And I normally would say, yeah, I mean, it's just a bit of fun. But there are times when you realize how seriously you do take them, even though you think, well, it doesn't really make sense, does it? I mean, how can where Jupiter is when my mum happens to have me and I was cesarean? Like,
yeah.
It's not, you know what I mean?
Like, I know.
It's not even like I just happened to be born at a cosmic moment. I was born at the time that the doctor, you know, fitted me in between golf games, like,
yes,
you know.
Yeah,
like,
but Jupiter was playing a part in that. Don't be confused. Jupiter sends messages all the way down to Earth to your doctor
and
to kind of move things around.
I don't know. Anyway, but then there are times when you realize, God, I was taking that really seriously because I had this app, this horoscope app, and every week I get a podcast from it, okay, every Monday. And yes, I do look forward to listening to it every Monday. This chick, that's not the word I've been using to describe her, but in the last couple of days, she has been talking about this week 4 weeks. She's been going, oh, God, okay, this is happening now, but wait, you just wait, girl. You just wait until you get to the week beginning the 8th of February. Holy moly. That week is, she keeps using the word beautiful. You're going to have a beautiful week. What's going to happen that week? Holy moly. You're not going to believe it, how everything's going to come together for you that week.
Wow. And okay, so how has it been for you so far?
Again, choosing my words carefully. Not beautiful.
Not beautiful.
She lied.
She lied.
I've
had such a bad week. I can't even. I'm not even going to. Like, I can't even finish the sentence. That's how bad.
I got a little tip for you. Delete the app.
Well, deleting the app is one thing, but I mean, look, you need to write a strongly worded message to this lady. All right,
that's strongly worded message.
Strongly worded.
Hey, yo, Nan, you're on.
mind you, it is. I mean, it's only Thursday.
Ah, yes. Tomorrow will be the beautiful day. That's it.
Well, it's only Thursday morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I mean, it's not even 7:30 yet. Mm. I mean, I guess it could turn around.
I mean, what's beautiful anyway? I mean, it's a subjective word. It could be anything.
Oh, no. Well, it's definitely not. There is nothing about anything that's happened this week that could be described as beautiful. But apart from you guys, sorry, no offense.
There's one thing. We're already improving. Sorry. Things are improving already.
Yes, beg your pardon.
All
I was
right.
sick yesterday. My kids have been homesick all week.
And guess what? You're better today.
Oh,
that's
beautiful.
True.
Beautiful. We are on the rise.
There you go.
Come on.
Is it tomorrow?
It's all about perspective.
Is a classic day. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, tomorrow's your day.
Friday.
Tomorrow's your day.
And then of course, if it doesn't all go well, you can say that we lied to you as well.
Yes. No, that's still not beautiful. I mean, I'd need to win the lottery. I'd need to lose 25 kilos and meet the man of my dreams in the next 36 hours.
This is quite a strict sort of regime that you got. You know, the criteria for beauty is pretty rough in the Laurie household.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. You're pushing it all uphill, Michelle. We love you to death, but you're pushing it uphill.
Yes, I am. Oh, and it all has to happen from my wardrobe, by the way, incidentally.
Of course.
From my walk-in wardrobe. All of that has to happen.
Yeah, you got Buckley's having a beautiful week, mate. Sorry to say.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah, the tennis is on at the moment, the Australian Open. It's a weird one this year, like everything's weird. And I say this year, and I mean, we're crawling into the second year now of COVID.
Yeah,
so,
no.
Yeah, but a guy I went to school with, Josh Eagle, I went to primary school with Josh all the way through, and lovely guy. He was a great tennis player, and he played some, like, major Grand Slams, and he is now a tennis coach. I can't remember who he's coaching now, but he coached and has been part of the coaching team for some big players, and he's still part of the coaching team for some big players. And every now and then on the radio and that, we'll ring Josh and he'll tell us about what's going on. And we can probably ring him in the next couple of weeks if you want. But through talking to him, I've learned that tennis is just one of those sports where you, at one end, you've got those guys who are just billionaires.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then at the other end, you've got guys who are playing against them who are broke. Like you can sort of play your way into these Grand Slams and have no money. If you don't have sponsors and that, you've got no money. And yeah. I was shocked to find out that Thanasi Kokkinakis, who is an Australian guy, beautiful Greek name, Australian guy, is one of the guys at the lower end, because I've been hearing his name forever. I've spoken to him before.
Yeah.
And I thought he was sort of doing all right. But this is what he said yesterday in his press conference after his match. It's amazing.
Kmart special. I went to Chadston. Bought some $6 tees and went to work. I just felt comfortable in it. I've tried to order some more online, but they got cancelled and they didn't make it through to South Yarra. So it's tough out here, man. It's not what it used to be.
Wow.
That's what he's wearing on court. He's wearing Kmart T-shirts, their activewear range. Because he doesn't have sponsors.
That is, you know what? Good on him. Let nothing stop you in pursuing what you need to pursue, get where you want to get. I love that story. I got to say, I think it's absolutely awesome. Yeah. I'm behind him all the way now. I want him to win. I want that guy to go all the way.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
What a cool story.
It brings, I guess you think of Thanasi and you go, he's wearing a $6 Kmart shirt to one of the biggest events in the world. And I think it's so often it happens where we do have this, I don't know, cheap thing where we go, yeah, you know what? It doesn't matter. I can wear the cheapest thing in the world and I will still look $1 million.
Yep, absolutely. He'd be playing against blokes who are being paid $1 million to wear their T-shirts.
Yes, that's true. Well, it got us thinking this morning. We're having a bit of a yarn when we spoke about it earlier in the Big Three. It's a bit cheap. It's a bit tight. When have you been tight, Illawarra? What is the thing that you've done? When have you been a cheapskate and gone, you know what, that is the cheapest thing I can find, I'm going to use it?
I do it a lot around the house too, because it's a great show business trick. What you learn, particularly when you work in television, is that a lot of the stuff you see, a lot of sets and stuff, look great, but they're actually literally held together with tape, or they're just propped up, just sitting there. And I use those tricks at home. Like a lot of stuff at home is just sitting together. It's just stuck together. It's just like
taped
and literally, like, you know, and like when I was on the project every Friday night, I had to wear my own clothes, and so oftentimes, although usually from Kmart, Best and Less, wherever. And if they were too small, they'd be cut up the back and then just like stuck to me with gaffer tape, like literally to my skin. Or if they were too big, they'd be clipped with bulldog clips. Or oftentimes they were Chrissy Swans from whatever show she was working on.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like we would just make it work. You just, I wore Carrie's hair often.
You wore her hair.
Often. She had, like, we had all had clip-in hair. None of us have actually got that much hair, by the way. Well, Carrie's got short hair now. But none of us have actually, that's all fake hair. Wow. So we all share each other's hair.
The revelations, hey, of how you can be a cheapskate. Well, Illawarra, we want to find out how tight you are.
Kim from Marilla, what is your tight ass hack?
Michelle, actually, I'm pretty tight about skincare, actually.
Oh, okay. Tell us more.
Well, most women spend a whole heap of money on skincare and looking great and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I've used the same brand for years and years and years. I just get it at the supermarket. I get it mostly when it's half price or 30% off because I'm a real tight ass. And I just love it.
Well, if it works and it does the trick, why not?
How much, can I ask, how much is it costing you?
Well, when it's half price, it's only about $15.
Oh, man. Some of that skincare stuff for ladies is up to $60, $70 bucks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'd love to have a basket just full of creams. I feel so good.
Hey, good on you, Kim. You have a great day.
See you guys.
I'd go to different premieres and red carpet things, like the Arias. You turn up to the Arias, and they'd always hook you up with a stylist.
Oh,
somebody who would kind of get you all dressed up and looking fantastic for the occasion. And I remember one stylist turned around to me and said, you know, I was looking for a nice pair of nudie jeans. It's great. Mm-hmm. Nudie jeans, they're expensive jeans. So,
$200.
Yeah, yeah. And the stylist said, no, $15. $15 jeans. No one looks at your jeans. They're not looking there.
Ah,
like, hey, wait a minute. They might be looking there. I don't know. But, you know, my ass and a pair of jeans. But it is true, though. This,
yeah.
And as a rule,
hack.
If you look at a lot of people on the old red carpets,
yes,
they're in just industry, Kmart. That's all they're doing. It's all about the tops. All about
of
the
course.
Shirt.
Yes.
The shirt and the jacket.
Yes, one flashy jacket or top and then just the cheap jeans.
Yeah.
There you go.
Great idea.
Beck from Albion Park, what is your cheap hack?
My cheap hack is body mist spray instead of perfume for every day.
Oh, hang on. Are you talking a bit of the old Impulse?
No, I'm talking a bit of the old Body Shop. Body mist spray, like $20. It's like a massive bottle. It lasts heaps longer than normal perfume.
Yeah.
And every time I wear it, guaranteed compliment.
Wow.
You know what else works actually along those lines is just some nice hair products. I mean, hair products smell so beautiful. Sometimes if you've just got a nice whatever, a hairspray even, or, you know, any of those things in your hair, I mean, they smell beautiful and all day long. 100%. They're cheap. Yeah.
Nice work. Yeah. You're saving us money, ladies. Saving us money all the time. Good on you, Beck.
Yeah.
You have a great day as well. We're going to go to
Angie.
Barry Meadow.
Yeah. Hey, Ange. What's your hack?
Good morning. So I don't own a drill, but I needed to put some screws in the wall outside, but it was too thick, so I hammered them in.
Oh.
And, I mean, we got your accent for free then as well. It's too thick, so you hammered them in. And, I mean,
yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I hammered them.
you hammered in screws, though. You're scaring me. You're scaring me, Ange. Like, I mean, I feel like half the plaster came off as well.
Yeah, I mean,
actually,
really?
I think my house is held together with paint.
Oh, okay. I'm scared of Angie's. I mean, are you renting, Ange?
Yes, I am, but my landlord loves me, so it's all good.
Yeah, for the moment, until you go to move out and they go, damn that, Angie, there's screws everywhere in this joint.
Holy hell, hammered in screws. I can feel all the tradies in the Illawarra going, oh, God, Angie.
Right. Although they're probably now going, yes, send me to Angie's house. This is going to make us a fortune.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.